The Gaza ceasefire and hostage negotiations have been grinding along in various formats for the better part of 2 years now, and this weekend brought a genuinely unusual development. Jared Kushner met with Benjamin Netanyahu to push a Gaza plan, reportedly after Kushner had conducted what sources are describing as rare direct talks with Hamas. Direct, as in not entirely through Qatari or Egyptian intermediaries in the usual format.
Kushner's role here is worth examining carefully. He's operating outside the formal State Department structure. He's a private citizen with deep personal ties to Netanyahu and an unconventional back channel established during the Abraham Accords process. The Trump administration seems to be running a parallel diplomatic track, which is either an asset because it allows for conversations that formal diplomats can't have, or a liability because it creates conflicting signals about what the United States will actually deliver.
The substantive challenge hasn't changed. Hamas wants a permanent ceasefire and Israeli withdrawal from Gaza as preconditions before discussing remaining hostages. Israel, and specifically Netanyahu's coalition partners on the right, will not agree to terms that look like a Hamas political victory. Kushner's reported plan, and the details are still vague, apparently involves some form of Gaza governance transition that sidelines Hamas politically without requiring their military defeat first. Whether that's achievable is a separate question from whether it's conceptually interesting.
There's also a domestic Israeli political dimension that Western coverage tends to underweight. Netanyahu's coalition survival depends on keeping Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich, the far-right ministers, on board. Both have threatened to collapse the government over any deal that they perceive as insufficiently demanding on Hamas. So Netanyahu is negotiating on two fronts simultaneously, with the Palestinian side through intermediaries and with his own coalition partners who have veto power over anything he agrees to.
And the regional context we just discussed, Iranian-directed Houthi strikes, the Erbil drone attack, actually complicates Kushner's mission, because Netanyahu can credibly argue to any potential coalition critics that the security environment doesn't permit concessions right now. Every Iranian escalation gives the hardliners more ammunition to block a deal.
There's a harder question worth sitting with, which is whether any American diplomatic effort, formal or informal, can close a deal when the fundamental interests of the parties are still this far apart. The hostages remaining in Gaza represent genuine human urgency. That's not abstract, but urgency doesn't create political space that isn't there.
What I'll watch for this week is whether anything concrete comes out of the Kushner-Netanyahu meeting in terms of a new framework document or a renewed ceasefire timeline. If it stays at the level of productive discussions, that's essentially where things have been for months.